Acknowledgements. Samuel Burkholz. First and foremost, I would like to express gratitude for the guidance of the sublime and compassionate teachers who have been so patient and kind to me. Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, Kyabje Tinli Norba Rinpoche, and Trolag Kyabgyan Rinpoche. It is through their wisdom teachings that I have come to realize the preciousness of this human birth and the profundity of the Buddhist teachings. An abundance of thanks are due to my artistic collaborator, Penma Namdol Taye, for his years of patient work creating the amazing illustrations for this book. He listened so patiently to my story, which I told him over several meetings. His mind met my mind, and through his skill and knowledge, he has created exceptional works of art that I am certain will inspire people for ages to come. Amy Green was my constant companion in this writing adventure and was ever patient, always positive, and a true contributor to the process. Not only did she guide me to Pema, but she listened to and transcribed those parts of the book that I spoke rather than wrote down. She provided continual feedback that was always helpful. It's doubtful that this book could ever have seen the light of day without her positive energy and steady encouragement. Kendra Crossan Burroughs, who worked at Shambhala Publications for many years, has been my editorial savior. She shaped, organized, and edited a disparate set of pages into an actual book. I now understand why so many of my favorite authors were so happy to have Kendra as the editor of their work. Stuart McDonald inspired me to tell my story in this graphic memoir style, and joined Pem and me in figuring out how to translate my inner journey into visual expression. The three of us spent many evenings together brainstorming, drinking, and laughing. Along the way, some of my writer friends offered encouragement and advice. Much appreciation to George Saunders, Michael Hare, and Rudy Wurlitzer. Many friends offered solace and encouragement along the way. Thank you to David Balduk, Olga Vakula, and Candy Valentine for always being supportive and curious. Finally, my appreciation and thanks go to the staff members of Shambhala Publications, whose excellent work helped to produce this volume. Laura Zorian entered into our collaborative hell to produce the wonderful design and layout of these pages, enhancing the power of the words mixed with the art. Beth Frankel and John Golubivsky expertly shepherded the project to completion. Hazel Burkholz, the art director at Shambhala, added her expertise to producing the striking cover for this volume. Pema Namdol Taye. I would like to thank my late Uncle Lama, the Venerable Tsarak Gompo Tenzing Rinpoche, and my late mother, Yogini Tsarak Sonam Lendu, for all their blessings. Through their example, I am able to understand a deeper meaning of life and the preciousness of this human realm. I would also like to thank my wife, Jessica Taye, who wholeheartedly supports my artistic endeavors and believed in the importance of this work. The staff at Shambhala Publications has been incredible to work with. I appreciate their level of expertise and professionalism. Of special mention, Laura Zorian created a phenomenal layout, which presented the artwork in a dynamic format. My gratitude to all the staff at Shambhala, including Hazel Burkholz and Beth Frankel, who helped to bring this publication to life. Thank you also to Stuart McDonald, visual advisor to this project, who was very inspiring to work with. The freelance editor, Kendra Crossan Burroughs, showed remarkable attention to detail and care for this work. Finally, I want to thank my co-author, Sam, for taking me on this unique journey, and to his wife, Amy Green, who initiated our first meeting. Sam's work to dredge up this story from the depths of hell was not an easy task. To form a partnership on the topic of hell was surreal. I appreciate Sam's candor and his willingness to share this story with the world, which is not an easy thing for anyone to do. In Sam's powerful writing, he spills out his guts and doesn't butter it up. It was an honor for me to depict the raw reality of his story, however painful it was. Thank you, Sam, for inviting me on this journey with you. It has been one of the highlights of my artistic career.
This has been an Audible Studios production of A Guided Tour of Hell, a graphic memoir. Written and performed by Samuel Burkles. Executive producer Susie Bright. Producer Mike Charzik. Copyright 2016 by Samuel Burkles. Production copyright 2016 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.